Thank you for calling Eagle Moss Collections. My name is Sandra. How may I assist you today?
Hi, Sandra. I called up yesterday and had a problem with getting replacements for my DeLorean and was supposed to call back today and talk to the supervisor.
Would you happen to have your account number?
No, I'm sorry, I do not.
Can I have the phone number associated with your order?
239-789-6092.
And that's 239-789-6092.
Correct.
Thank you, sir. Let me place you on a brief hold while I pull up that account for you. System is still loading that account for you, sir. Thank you for holding. Thank you for your patience. Can you verify the name and address?
Rick Stevers, 2621 Southeast, Southwest 8th Court, Cape Coral, Florida, 33914.
Thank you for verifying the information for me, sir. And it shows this for the DeLorean buildup. And you state you were informed to contact us back today to speak with a supervisor about a replacement shipment?
Correct.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yes, sir. What was the issue with your replacement shipment?
They wouldn't send it to me.
Okay. Did the agent inform you why? I mean, I just have to locate your car before I transfer you over. So I'm just trying to get as much information as I can.
They said I had to send in photos now.
Oh, yes, sir. That is our new policy. If you're requesting a replacement for a damaged item, they ask that you send that email.
Here's the thing. Last week, I called in to see if I could talk to, you know, somebody about the build, and the lady was like, you can't talk to anybody about the build. You're going to have to send an email. So I sent an email. So they had somebody from Diecast Club Support contact me and actually gave me a phone call Monday night. And his response was, it says, hi, Rick, as we discussed on the phone, go ahead and request a replacement part from customer service for the hood frame, and you feel the luggage department interior might be the culprit. Then as well, I enjoyed talking with you, and it seems that you have been meticulous in your build and careful to follow the proper sequence. In fact, your first hood was warped shows that sometimes those things can occur on an assembly line, even one as accurately calibrated as Eagle Moss's. Good luck with your build. Keep in touch. I would love to see how everything turns out. All the best, Paul.
Okay, so you received an email from an agent that informed you to contact us back to go ahead and request.
That was after I talked to him for an hour on the phone.
Okay. Well, yes, sir. What I would need to do is just notate your call and get you over to a supervisor to inform them that you spoke with someone named Paul. He informed you to go ahead and request that reship for the damaged items. But with our new policy, we are asking that you send the pictures, and he then informed you to do that.
Well, I spoke with him on Monday night.
Yes, sir. I'm just stating so I can put it in the notes in your call. That he didn't inform you that that's our new policy now to send pictures of the defective item.
No.
Okay. Hold on just 1 second. Let me notate this call for you. I'll get you to a
supervisor. Nor did the lady that I talked to last week.
Now, they did just start this policy Monday.
Well, this is the issue. You know, I should be grandfathered into this since I started this complaint before you started your policy.
That's
so
we're going to get you over to a supervisor, sir, because I don't have that
power.
Now I got to
start all over again. I hear you.
Yeah, I do apologize, but I'm not a supervisor, so they're the only ones who could go ahead and bypass that. Let me finish notating your call for you, get you to a supervisor. I'm still notating that call for you, sir. Thank you for your patience.
Okay.
I'm almost done, so thank you for honing. Thank you for your patience, sir. I have your call notated for you, and I'm going to get you over to a supervisor for assistance. And thank you for calling Eagle Moss Collections. Please hold on line for me.